Today's Lenten devotional is written by the Reverend Dr. Jonathan D. Lawrence, class of 1997. The last few years have been challenging between COVID-19, economic and political challenges, severe weather, and violence nearby and far away. Each day, as the news brings new concerns, many of us may feel like the psalmist. Give heed to my sighing, listen to the sound of my cry. Psalm 5, verses 1 and 2. These years have been particularly difficult for clergy and congregational leaders, and many have even decided to leave the ministry in this time of uncertainty. What should we do? I serve both as a pastor and a religion professor, and in both roles I often find myself caught between people saying, "We just want to go back to what it was like before the pandemic," and others saying, "That world doesn't exist anymore, and we can't go back, and we won't go back." The pandemic brought loss and change, but in the midst of that loss, people found new ways to interact, even through the dreaded Zoom screen. Those streaming worship services were less than perfect, but they allowed shut-ins and faraway family members to join in worship. We found new ways to organize and support our communities through porch drop-offs of food for the hungry. When my congregation could finally meet in person again, it was still painful for some of our members because it just didn't feel the same. What should we do? Some days I feel as clueless as the disciples who heard Jesus' words but didn't understand him. But today's parable gives me some reassurance. The sower spreads the seed without knowing how it will grow and without responsibility for making it grow. I don't have any big answers, but in the meantime, I can keep teaching and caring for the people around me and let God do the rest. And like the psalmist, I can start to say, "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy." Psalm 5, verse 11. It's not the answer I was looking for, but many days it is enough. Let us pray. Lord, we turn to you for direction in a troubled and confusing world. We want answers, but we know that sometimes there aren't answers. We take refuge in you and ask you to help the seeds that we have planted grow and bear fruit in service of your people. Amen.